They're very convenient though for measuring pressure in a relatively cheap sort of technology. Now our vapor pressure then will increase with temperature. On these plots then we're looking at the increase in temperature, the corresponding increase in vapor pressure for three different substances, water, ethanol and diethyl ether. Now a definition of boiling point was where the vapor pressure above the liquid equals one atmosphere pressure. So 760 torr is one atmosphere pressure. So you can see for water, here's our boiling point of 100 degrees C. Ethanol at 78, diethyl ether at 34. So diethyl ether then is able to build up 760 torr of partial pressure at a much lower applied temperature than any of these other liquids. This relates primarily to the intermolecular forces that are holding the molecules together in the liquid phase. Now if we think back to the diagram then relating speed to temperature, at a low temperature then our mean velocity of the molecules is lower than at the high temperature. Now for something to jump from the gas phase, from the liquid phase rather, into the gas phase, we have to break apart the intermolecular forces holding that thing together. So that's saying for diethyl ether, there are very weak forces, typically dominated by the van der Waals dispersion forces holding this thing together. Whereas in the case of the ethanol, there's hydrogen bonding holding the ethanol together. And in the case of water, there are multiple hydrogen bonds holding the waters together. So these vapor pressures then reflect what's going on in terms of the intermolecular attractive forces. Now there's a pressure sensitivity. We can see then in cans at sea level, our water is going to boil at 100 degrees C. But if we drop the atmospheric pressure, so we go to the top of Bartle Frere for instance, where it's maybe 613 torr, then the boiling point would be 94 degrees C. So for people that are really big on full-on mountaineering, then when they're going really high, they have a significant problem cooking food because the water is then boiling at such a low temperature that nothing's actually being cooked. Okay, it's still pretty raw. Now this is a phase diagram, just looking at a little bit of it. So we're looking then at these equilibria tie lines that we saw in the previous phase diagram. So sitting underneath here is gas, sitting up above here is liquid. That's the part of the phase diagram we're looking at. We're looking at the right-hand side edge